Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
I'm Steve McKenzie. I work with 80 Elements Entertainment. We're working on iDrupal, which is basically just an app to manage your Drupal site a little easier. Gives you the option to theme it as well. And then I'm also integrating the camera integration with it with ImageField. So that's pretty much what I'm left on. And I still need to get a few more beta testers as well.
And so what will the user be able to do once they get this installed on their iPhone? What type of things will they be able to do when administrating, or what other type of things will users be able to do?
Well, basically to start, it's pretty much an easy version that's pretty much just to make it easier for you to manage your site from your iPhone. Once I get it out there and it's released, then I want to start to see what people actually want out of it, because right now I'm not entirely sure what to offer for it. So it's basically like two web layers where it's showing, one, a browser, so you can browse your site, and then two, it hard links directly to the Node ad pages so you can add content directly. That's pretty much all it is for now.
And so talk a bit about, like, when you create a Drupal site, do you add a theme that then plugs into your iPhone app, or how does it become more iPhone friendly?
Yeah, I should have said that one. There's two dependencies. One is the iDrupal module itself, which is already available on Drupal.org, so people can check that out and see what I'm doing for code. With that module, instead of adding a third dependency of services module, that module does a couple JSON calls, so that way there's not a third dependency. The other dependency is the actual theme, which is called iDrupal UI. That as well is on Drupal.org right now, but not an updated version. That just basically makes it fit more in the page and do a few WebKit-specific styles to make it better functional on the iPhone.
And so when you're creating a site, you just create sort of a menu system, and then those menus become nicely menus on the iPhone where it's themed like an application? Or talk a little about the theme and how is it customized to make it look iPhone-esque?
Well, we do have some elements that look exactly like native iPhone apps, like the table lists. They look like just big lists with the white backgrounds. We do have the admin section looking like that. It's pretty easy to do those styles. WebKit offers basically implementing the exact same form element styles in your elements. So we're doing a lot of that and then kind of mixing in some Drupal styles into it as well.
And so talk a bit about, like, is this specific to the iPhone, or, you know, how much will some of this stuff that you've been working on be applicable to BlackBerries or other mobile devices?
Well, the best part is when you're using web layers, that's what makes it more transferable to other platforms instead of it just being straight native UI for whatever platform you're using. So what I did was the iDrupal module has a toggle switch that you can say, I want to use this theme for iPhone clients or iPod clients. And then it'll toggle that in the background on the init hook in Drupal and then switch it to that theme when it needs to.
I see. So it's actually doing device sniffing to see what device is it.
Yeah, we're looking at the basic server variables, checking to see what the client is, and if it is an iPhone or iPod client, we switch to that theme.
Okay. And are there any websites out there right now that are doing this already?
I haven't found any yet. I started this project probably about a month ago, and I've been slowly getting at it. I could see it being released in a week in the actual App Store.
Oh, wow. So how did you come about doing this? I mean, what was this a client relationship, or was this something that you were just interested in, or how did this come about?
I just felt like I needed a change from the crazy Drupal world, so then I kind of started diving into iPhone dev, and then with learning so much after a few months of iPhone dev, then I started to bring the worlds back together, so that's kind of where I'm at right now.
So where is it going forward? You know, what do you see sort of coming on the horizon? What do you look forward to in the next couple of months?
We're going to be doing a lot of crazy stuff. We're trying to now focus a little more on gaming and using Drupal as the back end for storing all that data, and then the iPhone as the actual client of the game. So I'll expect to see lots coming out from other Drupal people too in the iPhone world. There'll be definitely a lot of things.
Great. Well, thanks. And it's very exciting to see. So
yeah.
Thanks.
Cool.